Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
Well, hello, a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Thank you for tuning my way this morning that we might worship together. I think Paul said that we might sit in heavenly places. So we praise the Lord this morning for you, and we're so thankful you open your homes, your convalescent places, the penitentiary where you are, that we might be able to come in your home, your car, wherever you are, to preach the glorious gospel. Well, let's get our broadcast started by doing this song here. I've been doing this for several years. It's set on Streets of Pure Gold.
Here the road has been rough, but someday I will walk on the streets of pure gold. The closer I get, the more I want to talk about the streets of pure gold. Won't it be sweet just to walk down the street to the path that has never
seen, ear hath not heard, nor hath entered into the heart what God hath in store for them that love Him. Dying is not hard. It's just a process of dying. We have a lot of people who have passed on. We want to remember them. Thelma Johnson, we have her funeral Monday. And the wake is at from 12 till 2. And then the service is at 2 o'clock. She'll be buried at Restwood Cemetery. We preached to this lady for several years at James Chapel. And we want to remember her and her family. And we'll remember you today. We're so thankful that you open your homes to us, and each Sunday morning you're giving, you're understanding, and you're very supportive. So we thank you for all of that. So I can't say much more about that. So let's go right now and let Martha do this song for us. I think she does a great job on this song.
I'm not on an eagle. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes, I often slip, just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When He was on of love was on his face. Thorns were on his head. Blood was on his scarlet robe, stained a crimson red. Though his eyes was on the crowd that day, he looked ahead in time. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He knew me, yet he
song. We don't think about our late and great friend Mary Howe and Martin Howe. They've gone home to be at the Lord now, but we've never forgotten them. They were great friends of ours, but they weathered the storms of life and went home to be with the Lord. So every time Martha does this song, I think about Mary Howe. Well, let me tell you about camp meeting. We're going to be having camp meeting here on Madams Creek. That's where I live here in Hinton. And you come to Hinton down Route 20 and turn, and come up Madams Creek, and we're about 2 miles up the road. We got an old-fashioned tabernacle. I think this is about the 90th year of that, tabernacle's been there. They got sawdust on the floor, and we got a great lineup of preachers. We got Lane Loman coming in on Friday. We got, Jimmy Mitchell will be there on Saturday. And, we got Walter Leach will be there preaching, and Howard Russell and his family be leading the singing. We're just going to be having a great time here at camp meeting. Camp meeting starts on the 19th. That's on a Friday night. Goes through until the next Friday night, which is the 26th. And we're going to have a hobo dinner. Our good friend Warren Shrewsbury, he has a hobo dinner. If you've never been to a hobo dinner, you're welcome to come and be with us here at the hobo dinner on Friday evening at 4 o'clock. We got a great lineup of singers. We got Jimmy Rogers. Hopefully he and his family will be there the last night. And, well, we got some good singing, good preaching just all week long. So if you want any information about that, you can call me, here at my home. Or either drop me a card or a letter, and I'll be more than glad to tell you about that, or send you a flyer. We'd love to invite the churches to invite their people to come out and be with us. We're an independent camp, and we don't preach no gospel but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. We don't get you in here and try to indoctrinate you and try to change your life and all that, because I found out a long time ago I can't save you. I can't do anything but preach the gospel. So we're going to be having a great time here at Madams Creek at Mount Olivet Camp, and that's it on the 19th of July going through the 26th. Sunday afternoon, 2 to 4, we have gospel singing. Johnny Gravely will probably be with us. We got Nikki and Buck, and our missionaries will be with us. We've got a great lineup, and if you miss it, you're going to miss a great camp meeting. We've got good preaching. Lane Loman comes from out of North Carolina, and he preaches a great sermon. And Walter Leach around Beckley, many of you know him. Robert Barley used to be with us on Saturday night. But Robert's not with us any longer, so we want to remember the Barley family today. We wanted to have a Robert Barley Saturday night, but he always came on Saturday night, but it just didn't work out. But anyhow, we're thinking about you. And if there's any information you need about the camp, you just contact me, and I'll be more than glad to get you the information on the camp meeting. You churches, we're non-denominational now. We're made up, our board is made up of Nazarene, Methodists, Baptists, and we're just non-denominational. No denomination but Jesus Christ, no Bible but the Word of God. So you plan on being with us at camp meeting on the 19th of July through the 26th of July. Hobo dinner on the last night. On Thursday night, we have youth night, and we have pizza that night, and the youth are invited. We give the youth an hour's meeting, and then we have preaching, then we have pizza on Thursday night. We're just a family-oriented group of church-going believers. So you make plans to be with us, if you can, on the 19th of July to the 26th. All right, let's go now listen to the Master of the Wood. Well, I'm very sorry for that song. It just cut right off on me there. I don't know what happened to it, but we'll go right back and do another song right now for you, and then I'm going to come back with today's message. And this song here is The Ship of Zion. So I'm very sorry for that, but those things happen when you're doing radio work. But let's go now and listen to The Ship of Zion. It seems like I'm having all kind of technical difficulty here with my music this morning, so we'll just go and put another tape in. And in the meantime, I'll be telling you about camp meeting, which will be starting on the 19th to the 26th of July. So we have camp, also we have camper places if you'd like to come. If you'd like to bring your young people or anything, we'll be more than glad to make accommodations for them. We have around 50 to 60 young people. We've got an old school that we have good teachers. The only thing we do, we tell them, you got to be in church on 7:30 each night. So the camp meeting is involving a lot of people. Let's go now and listen to this song. Why did he go to Calvary? Why was his lifeblood shed for me? Why did he suffer as no man ever done? There's just one reason. I am the one who loves me. Who loves me. Jesus loves me. He loves me. Even when I'm bad, he loves me. When it seems no one cares for me as he does, I talk with Jesus. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. Jesus loves me. He loves me. He loves me. Jesus. Let's talk about the truth this morning. The Bible said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Are you a Pharisee? or are you a publican? The Bible said there was a Pharisee and a publican. They both went up to the temple, and the Pharisee prayed thus to himself. And this morning I want to ask the question. He knew what he was. There was a publican there that stood afar off, and the Pharisee beat upon his breast and said, "Lord, I fast twice today. I give him all my tithes. I do all that I'm required to do." But he knew what he was. The publican knew he was a sinner. In verse 13, he said, "Be merciful to me, a sinner that I am." Do you know that you're a sinner? Do you know that there's only right and wrong? Do you know that you're either saved or you're lost? With God, there's no in-between. You're either hot or you're cold. And Revelation said, "Because you're neither hot nor cold, I will spew you from my mouth." A lot of people are close to heaven. A lot of people are close to making commitments to God. But they just won't give in and admit that they're lost without God. The scripture that came to my mind when I was converted was, "If I would confess my sin, he was faithful and just to forgive me my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness." Because I'm not right with God. And when you're not right with God, you're lost. You're lost and on your way to devil's hell. I repeat and I say this over and over. Do you know where you're going? And do you know where you'll be when you get there? The Bible said that we can know that we pass from death into life because we have love for the brethren. And we can know that. I know a lot of people go through life thinking so, hoping so, but we can know that we have peace with God. We can have peace with God and have the peace of God. And he knew what he was. He said, "Be merciful to me, a sinner that I am." He knew where he was. He was at a distance. He said, "Standing afar off." I like the old song we used to sing, "Standing too far from the shore." And you know, that song used to be one of the favorite hymns of in a closing service, "Standing too far from the shore." And this man was standing too far from God. He was walking away from God. You see, if you're a sinner, you're walking with your back toward God. A man said to a preacher one time, said, "Preacher, you believe there's a real devil?" Preacher said, "I absolutely believe there is a literal devil." He said, "If there's a literal devil, how come I have never met him?" Well, the preacher pondered for just a moment. And then he said, "Sir, can two people meet when they're walking in the same direction?" You don't realize it, but you're walking with your back toward God. You're standing afar off. You're standing too far from the shore. He knew how he felt. In verse 13, he was ashamed. He would not as much as lift up his head. You know, sin will take you farther than you want to go. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. I woke up a Monday morning, and someone reminded me of what I did over the weekend. And I said, "No, I couldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done that. In my right mind, I wouldn't have done that." But you see, the prodigal son was not in his right mind. He said when he came to himself, he said, "I'll go back to the Father. And I'll say, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against you. I'm not worthy to be your son. Make me as a hired servant.'" He would not as much as lift up his head. Hey, there's a lot of people out there who have gone farther than they should have gone. Sin has taken you deeper. It's taken you closer to the pig pen. Some people are in the pig pen, like the hog wallowing in the mire. This boy went down to the hog pen, feeding hogs, and realized that the Father had hired servants that was living better than he did. He knew what he needed. He needed mercy. If I had any need in my life today, it would be mercy. Because mercy is a great gift of God. Grace and mercy runs together. And today, God, he said, "Be merciful to me, a sinner that I am. And if we could plead mercy, mercy will never come to hell. Mercy will never go beyond the gates of heaven. It'll never go any farther than your soul intends for it to be. In hell, he opened up his eyes, being in torment. He cried, "Father Abraham, send Lazarus and let him dip his finger in a cool dip of water, just a drop of water on my tongue to cool my tongue." There was many torments in hell, and he was facing them. He would not as much as lift up his head, but he said, "Lord, be merciful to me, the sinner that I am." He knew where to get it. It was God. His only help, his only hope, come from God. He said, "I will look unto the hills from which cometh my help, for my help cometh from the Lord." And today, your help cometh from the Lord. You can look to him and find peace. In verse 13, God, his only help. And sir, I'm saying to you today, if you're lost, you're lost without God. If you're saved, you're saved with God. There's no ifs, buts, and ands about it. You're either saved or you're lost. You're either on your way to heaven or on your way to hell. Where will you be when you get there? Where are you going? I've heard that statement so many times said, where are you going? Where are you going, and where will you be when you get there? He went to his house justified. Hey, the Pharisee did not find justification because he was so wrapped up in himself that he didn't know on justification. Justification, one of the greatest words in God's vocabulary. But justification is he cleans the slate clean. You become a brand new creation in Christ. You become as though you had never sinned before. You become one who is bold and brave, and you can face life, you can face death, you can face all eternity knowing that God is on your side. Hey, sir, ma'am, I ask you today, are you lost without God? If you are, why don't you turn to God today before it's everlasting too late and let him save you, and he'll do it. He said if you confess your sin, he was faithful and just to forgive you of your sin.
Concerning the great speckled bird, remember her name is recorded on the pages of God's holy word. Desiring to lower her standard, they watch every move that she makes. They try to find fault with her teaching, but really they find no mistakes. In the presence of her despisers, with a song never uttered before, she'll arise and be gone in a moment, for her great tribulations are o'er. Flavory. Let's give her a big hand for that. I'll tell you, if Marie leaves me anything in her will, I hope she leaves me that talent. You ever notice she played the guitar, she played the bass guitar, now she's playing a steel guitar.
Well, we got to close the broadcast right here, and I'm so glad. I want to tell you about the camp meeting again. The camp meeting will start the 19th going through the 26th of this month. So we want you to sound and write us a card or a letter, and we'd be more than glad to get you a brochure out and tell you who is preaching. We got Lane Loman coming in on Friday night, then we got Jimmy Mitchell coming in on Saturday night, and we got 8:00 preaching. We got devotion. We start our morning with devotion, then we have breakfast, and we have a great gravy and cathead biscuits. You don't know what cathead biscuits are, come on down to camp. We'll show you. But we have a great breakfast. We got good cooks, and we got a Well, it's just a great ground, and the old camp tabernacle is around 90 years old, but it's we keep it in good shape. It's sawdust on the trail, and we got Lane Loma starting on Friday night. We got Jimmy Mitchell on Saturday night, and well, we got preaching and communion on Sunday. We have a regular Sunday morning service. Lane Loma will be preaching again Sunday night, and then Jimmy Mitchell will be preaching again on Monday night. And then we got Walter Leach will be there on Tuesday. He'll be preaching, and we've just got a great lineup of people and preachers and singers and a great time in the Lord. And it's located here on Madams Creek, 2 miles up Madams Creek on the right. There's signs at the mouth of the road down here before you cross over the bridge in Hinton. There's a big sign there. We got signs coming up the road. It's on the right. You can't miss it. Just come right on up Madams Creek, and you'll see it. It's about 2 miles up the road on the right. So you make plans to be with us. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. Music, preaching, and we're praying to see souls to be saved. We have an old schoolhouse where that we have the proper people that keeps the young people there. We'll have about 50 to 60 young people there, and we're just having a great time. So if you're interested in a camp meeting, you give me a call or either drop me a card or letter, and I'll be more than glad to get you out a brochure, and you'll know all about what's going on at the camp meeting. Well, neighbor, it's time for me to leave the air. Father, I pray a blessing upon everyone. I pray, God, as we brought this message this morning, that they will obey the word of God. If God spoke to a heart, then you speak to them, and Lord, convince them that they're lost. A lot of people don't know they're lost. A lot of people don't realize that they're on their way to a devil's hell. So we pray that you will speak to the heart, speak to the soul, and thank you for the blessings on me. Well, neighbor, it's time to leave the air. I'm on each Sunday morning at this time, and Martha and I need your prayer. I got to go maybe have a heart catheterization. You pray for me. Martha's not doing any well, too good either. So we're both getting older, but we're getting, hey, thank God for every day we get older. But God has blessed us richly, and with your help and your finance, we'll continue this radio ministry. So goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Gone at last, gone at last. Oh, well, my
sin. You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
It's gone at last. It's gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone at last. I've had a long string of bad times. My sins, they're gone at last.